Iran's parliamentary speaker, Mohammad Baqir Qalibaf, has warned that the US military and Israel could be legitimate targets if the US carries out strikes on Iran. Anti-government protests entered their third week, with rights groups saying the death toll has exceeded 500. The US-based rights group HRANA says it has verified the deaths of 490 protesters and 48 security personnel, with more than 10,600 people arrested. The semi-official Tasnim news agency says 109 security personnel had been killed in the protests across the country. President Donald Trump has said he is willing to strike Iran, with reports citing US officials suggesting he had been given military options for a strike on Iran, but hadn't made a final decision. Alireza Jafarzadeh is the deputy director of the Washington office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran.
They're not settling for theocracy. They're not going back to a dictatorship which they once overthrew. Now is the time to stand on the side of the people of Iran for their freedom. They're not asking for foreign boots on the ground or appropriation of money. All they need is support on their side.